NextEra has agreed to acquire Gulf Power, Florida City Gas, and ownership stakes in the Oleander and Stanton natural gas power plants. The transactions are expected to provide substantial benefits to both customers and shareholders.
Jim Robo is chairman and CEO of NextEra Energy and spoke with shareholders on Monday. NextEra will acquire 100% of the Oleander plant near Cocoa and 65% of Stanton near Orlando.
The transactions expand NextEra Energy's regulated business operations through the addition of attractive electric and natural gas franchises. Over time, the transactions will allow NextEra to extend its best-in-class value proposition of low bills, clean energy, high reliability, and outstanding customer service to the combined customers of Gulf Power and Florida City Gas.
Already, the largest electric utility in the state, Florida Power and Light, serves about 5 million residential and business customers. Gulf Power is the largest utility in the Panhandle, with roughly 460,000 customers in 8 counties. Robo says that makes the purchase a good fit.
In addition to roughly 9,500 miles of transmission and distribution lines, Gulf Power also owns a portfolio of nearly 2,300 megawatts of generation assets. Florida City Gas provides natural gas distribution to its approximately 110,000 customers through 3,700 miles of pipeline that largely overlaps with FPL service territory.
The transaction is subject to federal scrutiny. If approved, NextEra would finance it through issuance of new debt. The $6.5 billion total would include $1.4 billion of Gulf Power debt. Emails to the Southern Company in Atlanta requesting comment were not answered. Almost immediately after the proposed sale was announced, watchdog groups began voicing their concerns.
About any one single utility controlling this much of Florida's market.
Susan Glickman is Florida Director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. Although the Public Service Commission regulates utility operations, she says the legislature never gave them oversight when investor-owned utilities were put on the block.
So there really is no one looking out for the public's interest here. And in a time where we need more competition with all the new technology around energy issues, that one single monopoly would control so much of Florida's utility energy market.
Another concern, says Glickman, is what she calls FPL's very tight grip on the statehouse through contributions to candidates and political parties. She says that's putting Florida behind other states when it comes to developing new projects.
They have definitely thrown a lot of shade on Florida. Solar market. While the costs of solar are coming down, they have managed to create barriers for Florida families and businesses from putting up their own rooftop solar.
If the deal goes through, NextEra CEO Jim Robo indicated that Gulf Power would continue to operate as a separate electric company.
Beyond a constructive regulatory environment, both Gulf Power and Florida City Gas benefit from the strength of the Florida economy. Compared to many other regions in the U.S., an attractive and expanding underlying Florida economy should benefit Gulf Power and Florida City Gas over the long term, helping provide the opportunity for continued investment to support ongoing growth.
With little, if any, state regulation over the sale, Susan Glickman with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says protesters need to go to Uncle Sam.
The one place to weigh in is at the federal level, so I would contact your member of Congress and make sure that they're aware about this sale and what it would mean to the state of Florida to have so much power concentrated in one utility.
Closure of the deal is expected to be in two parts. The Florida City Gas purchase is slated for the third quarter of this year, while Gulf Power and the plants are expected to be finalized during the first half of 2019. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.